The two foxes were eating Vale's food, cramming bread and cheese ravenously into their mouths. Brühl took a drink from the flask, making a face he spat it out.
Water! Ain't you got no good wine or ale, young'un? Cold water don't sit easy on my stomach these seasons.
Wren sorted roughly through the travelling bag Vale had stolen from Old Hoffy.
Nothing much in here, Brühl. Just a thin blanket and a few more apples. Not very considerate of your ferret.
Struggling against the tight bonds, Vale glared hatred at them.
Blundering old fools! Don't you know who I am? I'm Vale Sixclaw, son of Swart the Warlord.
Wren tore a strip from the blankets and did a low servile bow.
Oh, forgive us, your highness. Yeah.
Then he gagged the young ferret firmly, boxing his ears and pulling his nose painfully.
Son of a warlord, you don't say. I'm the cousin of an eagle and a great fish myself. What about you, Brühl?
Who, me? Oh, I'm the Queen of the Flowery Dell. Pleased to meet you, Majesty, I'm sure.
Both foxes fell about cackling. Forced to stand on tip-paw, bound and gagged, Vale could only glare at them and make whining sobs of rage. An even shade of grey washed the dawn sky, bringing dun-hued clouds and a steady downpour of rain. Bryony and Togget gathered up their belongings hurriedly from their camp on the open hills. The mole did not like rain.
Yer, us'n's be soaking and cold if ye don't find shelter, missy. Only fishes do like ye rain.
The mousemaid pointed to the distant pine grove, saying,
Come on, then, let's make for there. We can camp in the trees until the rain stops.
Togget took off both paws over his head, calling back to Bryony.
Hooy! Make any fire and get breakfast a-going. When Gertie Young did free victuals.
The mousemaid ran after her companion, laughing.
Slow down, you great dibbon. The rain won't melt you.
So he says, missy, though I ain't too sure.
It was dim and dry in the half-light of the close-growing pines. They shook themselves off and began opening their pack. Bryony stopped, sniffing the air.
Smoke. I can smell burning,
she said. Togget's small button nose twitched.
You're right, Bryony. Somebody's got flames burning somewheres.
The mousemaid fastened the haversack and shouldered it.
It may be Vale, but then again it may not be. Go quietly, Togget. Make no noise. Let's see who the fire belongs to.
Following the aromatic smell of burning pine cones, the two friends stole silently through the grove. Bryony was first to spot the glow of flames between the trees. Taking care not to crack twigs under paw, they stole forward, then bellying down in the springy carpet of pine needles, they peered over a fallen trunk at the scene in a hollow below.